myself. Mr. North. He manages to look down his nose at me from 20 feet away. He may make decent money teaching at Burton Prep, but he'll never come close to the net worth of every student in his class, save for the scholarship kids. What is the kinetic energy of the question on the board? Dawson, my hockey team's left winger, chuckles beside me. Asshole. 82. The answer's wrong, but I say it with enough confidence that Mr. Lewis checks his notes before sighing in defeat. My dad always told me that if I'm ever unsure, fake it. 82. The teacher mumbles with a you've-got-to-be-fucking-kidding-me tone. That's incor- 6.57 meters per second. The confident female voice comes from the front row. Another nerd speaking nerdlish. Yes, Ms. Osborne, well done. It's nice to see at least one person is paying attention in class today. Of course, he's looking right at me. I roll my eyes and slump back into my chair with a shrug. The great thing about paying private school tuition is it's nearly impossible to get kicked out for something as petty as grades. Teacher salaries need to get paid by someone. Every ass in a chair represents 40 grand a year in tuition. Can't kill the cash cow.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis,
the ass kisser in the front row replies.
Nerd!
I cough loudly into my fist. The class chuckles. Well, not the whole class. Little Miss Osborne whirls around in her seat, sending an arc of long, shining, nearly black hair into the personal space of the person sitting behind her. Her eyes are light, I think. It's hard to tell through the fuck you glare aimed my way.
All right, let's move on,
Mr. Lewis continues. But I ignore him in favor of the stare-down with Little Miss Know-It-All. I know this chick. Not personally, but she has a reputation. Vanessa Osborne, only child to Mayor Nicholas Osborne. The man wins campaigns by touting family values and keeps his only daughter on a tight leash. She doesn't go to parties or games, and she gets teased for milling about campus with her nose in a book. She's a junior taking senior-level physics. Like I said, nerd. As if reading my thoughts, she slings her arm around the back of her chair to face me more fully.
I'd rather be a nerd than deadbeat jock.
The room erupts with a peal of laughter that cuts off abruptly when I scan the room to note who the fuck is laughing at me. No one wants on my shit list.
That's enough.
Mr. Lewis's voice rises above the snickers and tension. Deadbeat. I laugh through the discomfort of being called out publicly. There are only two people who have the right to talk to me like that. My dad and my coach. Not little Susie Smartass, who shouldn't even be in this class. I'm not a deadbeat. I'm a hockey player. And yeah, education comes second, but I get good enough grades. I may pay for help here and there, but she doesn't know that. Be nice, honey. You may need me to hire you someday, and I have a really long memory.
Mr. North!
Her glare gets impossibly tighter.
I'd rather lick sidewalks than degrade myself by working for you.
I lean forward and smirk. I'll give you something to lick. She gasps, horrified.
That's it. Mr. North and Ms. Osborne, to the office, now.
Fine by me. There isn't a punishment in existence that would make me regret that little exchange. Shit, my heart's even pumping a little harder. Something I never feel off the ice. I throw my crap into my backpack while she argues with the teacher. I'm out of my chair when she loses the battle and gathers her things. We hit the doorway at the same time, and her upper arm brushes mine. I don't move. She jumps back a foot. Please. I prop the door open and motion with a swing of my arm for her to go ahead.
Dorks first, I whisper.
She ducks under the thick strap of a leather satchel.